Part 1. Shorten. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss. Chapter 1. Hacking the Ladder. Bored Mormons. 1. A strange thing has been happening in the United States for nearly 300 years. For some reason, our presidents are younger than our senators. The average president of the United States takes office at age 55. In contrast, U.S. senators start their terms in Congress, the most recent at the time of this writing, at an average of age 62. Members of the House of Representatives were 57. This is not a recent anomaly. Presidents have tended to be younger than Congress since the Founding Fathers died, and though a handful began the job as senior citizens, the average starting age has never crossed 60. These statistics are especially peculiar because of how much more difficult it is to become president than a senator. Terms in Senate are commonly seen as a step on the path to president, but even brand new senators holding their first federal office ever have been coming in at the average of 56 and 57 in recent years. Presidents get to the top before senators get in the door. Why? Armchair explanations like good looks don't make sense. Why would we be more likely to vote for a handsome young president but not a good-looking young congressperson? Data in presidential versus congressional elections indicates that youth voter turnout isn't the culprit. Some sort of creeping mistrust of the elderly or the advent of televised elections aren't skewing the results either. The oldest president, Ronald Reagan, took office as recently as 1981, with the fourth oldest, George H.W. Bush, succeeding him at 64. They brought up the average. Gerrymandering and changing campaign finance laws don't seem to explain the data, and the losers in presidential elections actually tend to be the same average age as the winners. We've had rich presidents, poor presidents, political insider presidents, Washington outsider presidents, pretty presidents, ugly presidents, eloquent presidents, stammering presidents, old presidents, and young presidents, but mostly young presidents. Lyndon B. Johnson became president at exactly 55. Perhaps his story will give us a clue to the phenomenon. Born on a farm in Texas, Johnson was always a talker. He first ran for president in 11th grade. He won. Described by peers as ambitious from the beginning, he got involved in adult politics shortly after high school. He first served as a legislative secretary to a Texas congressman, but he had won his own seat in the U.S. House by age 29. Several terms later, he moved up to the Senate. From junior senator, he rose to the rank of majority whip, then minority leader, then majority leader. Having paid his dues in each branch of Congress, he was elected John F. Kennedy's vice president in 1960. Then, tragically, President Kennedy was killed, and LBJ assumed his office, having climbed the political ladder for 25 years. From the beginning of his career, LBJ was extraordinarily focused. He worked hard, pulled himself up by his own bootstraps, and patiently worked the ladder. And, after all that work, the last stage of his ascent came down to luck. If Kennedy had lived, Vice President Johnson wouldn't have had the chance to run for president until he was in his 60s. We all know this ladder-climbing story. It's gospel we've preached in career and business building for centuries. We're told that the best way to succeed is to start young, work hard, and move up through the ranks. The two ingredients are hard work, not quitting when things get tough, and luck, spots opening up on the rungs above you. LBJ's is that quintessential American story. The problem is, when we look at the data, LBJ's isn't the quintessential presidential story at all. Only three other presidents out of the 43 people who have been president at the time of this writing climbed the rungs of all four elected federal offices: Richard Nixon, Andrew Johnson, and John Tyler. Just over half of the presidents were ever congressmen at all. It gets even more interesting when we look at the amount of time these men spent climbing up the political ladder. The 10 oldest presidents, the ones who bring our age average up, held a federal office for 9 years, or less than 2 Senate terms, excluding political appointments. And Gerald Ford's 25 years in federal politics skews the average. The median is 7.